It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Now it's time for our party line political discussion.
Hello, Charlotte!
This is a nice crowd, I'll tell you what.
I'm Roy Cooper, and this election is not just about one bad law.
But we have a Carolina comeback for sure.
This is our weekly discussion on the election in the Carolinas with our political analyst, Dr. Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Let's talk early voting. The State Board of Elections yesterday decided early voting hours for the 33 counties, including Mecklenburg, where local boards didn't come to a unanimous agreement on early voting hours. How big were the stakes yesterday?
Pretty big. I mean, I'm a numbers guy, and the number from 2008 and 2012 is 56%. 56% of all statewide ballots came through early in-person voting. And certainly the political parties have adapted and tried to use the rules of the game of campaigns and elections to get their reliable voters out early and bank those votes. So certainly, whenever you have the convenience factor of early voting, the parties are going to respond and try to make their campaigns fit into that. And that's certainly what we saw in 2008 and 2012, and we'll likely see again this year.
So who came out on top? Republicans, Democrats, or was it a draw?
I'd have to say probably for most counties, it was actually that were contesting their original plans, probably more so the Democrats. There was, by my account, 26 bipartisan support for early voting plans that kind of allowed for more flexibility by the State Board of Elections yesterday. Seven of the votes were cast on pure party line, so it was a 3-2 Republican-Democratic split. But I think the key thing is where counties had not traditionally had Sunday voting, which was a very hotly contested issue, if a county didn't have a history of that, the State Board generally tended to side with the county and say, we're not going to allow that.
When the concept of early voting was first introduced about 15 years ago, did you envision it becoming the partisan political issue it is now?
Everything is partisan, unfortunately. I'm teaching campaigns and elections right now, and we're talking about polarization, and polarization has infected almost literally every aspect of societal concerns and issues today, and early voting isn't immune from it. Now, certainly, Democrats tend to utilize it much more, but I think what happened was Republicans didn't figure out that Democrats were doing so in 2008. Remember, George W. Bush won this state by 13 percentage points, and Democrats saw the rules of the game and said, why don't we get our voters out early and bank those votes? And I think some Republicans are still stung by that victory that Barack Obama had in 2008. But this is where we are, unfortunately. And in a hotly contested state like North Carolina, everything is going to be political and everything's going to be partisan.
Well, why is early voting more popular with Democratic voters?
I think partly it's pure strategy. I think, you know, if you have a reliable voter who's registered with your party and self-identifies with your party, they're going to vote 95% of the time for your party. So why doesn't it make sense to get those folks out early, get their votes banked, and move on to the rest of the crowd in terms of electioneering? Why Republicans see this as a detriment to them? They should be playing the same game that Democrats should be and getting their voters out on Sundays. They have a church crowd that goes to church. Why not make a souls to the polls push, just like in African American churches and communities that do the same thing? So I'm suspicious as to why the real reason is, but I think it's just purely strategy.
Well, finally, the New York Times recently reported that groups supporting Hillary Clinton have found there's an enthusiasm gap for her among young Black voters. And yesterday she spoke at Johnson C. Smith University, which is a historically Black college in Charlotte, and she called the 2013 voting law overhaul that was recently struck down in federal court a blast from the Jim Crow past. What are your thoughts about yesterday's message?
I think certainly she is trying to replicate the Obama coalition, and that's going to be extremely hard this year. She's going to get close, but the question is, how close can she make it and tip North Carolina into her column? And certainly African-American voters are going to be key. I looked at some numbers in Mecklenburg County. Black Democrats in 2012, there was a 65% voter turnout. But among Black Democrats who were 41 to 65, that number was 76. So certainly the enthusiasm of young voters is critical, but it's just as important to get older voters who are much more reliable voters to show up as well.
We'll leave it there. That's Dr. Michael Bitzer, professor and provost at Catawba College and the author behind our Party Line blog. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.